Welcome to The Review. Ashley Carr here with you. And this week, we send Aaron off to see Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. And we were just saying a moment ago, that must have been really hard for you.
You know, there are some movies where you just think, I have no interest in this at all, but I will
but
go
you take
and see
one
it.
For the team.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. And of course, anyone who knows me knows that I love dinosaurs. So I've been so excited about this movie. And if you aren't aware, it is, of course, I guess you could say a sequel to Jurassic Park, but more accurately a sequel to Jurassic World that came out a few years ago. And this very much does pick up where a few years after the last one, and the events of the last one was that Jurassic World had opened, and obviously everything went wrong with dinosaurs getting on the loose and all of that. This is now sort of starts off the island, and there are people now asking the question of, these dinosaurs now exist, do they have a right to life the same way we might protect other species of animals, because they're human-made now, because a volcano is erupting on the island where Jurassic World is, potentially wiping them all out again. But essentially, there's a bit of a rescue mission to go and pick up some of these dinosaurs. And when they are brought back to what should be a safe harbour, let's just say a few things unfold. They very quickly let our protagonists know that, there might be a bit more underhanded and a bit more of a sinister plot involved with these dinosaurs. And of course, then you end up in your typical man versus dinosaur type excitement and thrill fest.
Cool. So it sounds like you're pretty excited about this. What did you like about it the most, though?
Look, I mean, first of all, I think what these films really do wonderfully is they bring a lot of life and personality to the dinosaurs, and they do action really well. One of the really good things about this one, I think, with the last Jurassic World movie, was it really captured the fun of what it would be like to actually have a park full of dinosaurs that you could go to, and then a bit of action and suspense in it. This one very much ramps up the suspense.
Yep.
And very much, they brought on board a guy who normally directs horror films.
Oh,
but
wow.
Now this isn't a horror film.
Yep.
But he brings a bit of that. He knows how to play with suspense and kind of get you on the edge of your seat. And I think that is done brilliantly in this film. And I think it sort of, you know, plays with a lot of things. It doesn't do the typical thing of just going, here's a big dinosaur, look how impressive it is. There's a lot of times where you're just seeing the shadow of a dinosaur and it's kind of creepy, or, you know, like little things where I think he just knows how to actually make it a bit more, get you guessing what is going to happen next, which is really cool. The dinosaurs are awesome. Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard both return. I wasn't a big fan of Bryce Dallas Howard's character in the last film, but she's grown a bit in this film, which is really cool. I really love Chris Pratt, and his role in this is really good. They bring back the relationship between him and one of the Velociraptors, Blue, which is done in a really cool way as well. There's a few new characters introduced. I did find that some of them were a bit stereotypical villains, like some of the bad guys you go, yeah, saw that coming, and they're a bit kind of, I don't know, you don't really get a sense. They just seem to be evil for the sake of being greedy, money-hungry people, as opposed to being, you know, conflicted villains or anything like that. But there's a young girl who's in it to kind of, I guess, up the stakes a bit, and there's some good twists around her story and her journey as well that probably seem a bit out of the box when there's a few twists revealed, but at the same time, I think she brings a lot of heart and warmth to it as well.
Oh, lovely. Well, that sounds good. So you mentioned what you liked. Were there anything specifically that you were like, oh yeah, not impressed?
Look, I think, to be honest, I wish there was a bit more time spent on the island with the dinosaurs. It's kind of pretty much just the first, you know, portion of the film, very small portion, is kind of actually back in Jurassic World. But that being said, while you are there, you have a good time. I think that one of the beautiful things that Jurassic Park franchise has done since the beginning is ask questions around the ethics of science and the morality of science, of what we should or could do with our powers that we have with, you know, genetic engineering. And I felt like that was delved into a little bit, but could have been done a bit better. I felt like, as I mentioned before, I think the motives of the bad guys could have been a bit more interesting. It's kind of a bit like, okay, yeah, they're greedy, that's it kind of thing. But that being said, there wasn't very much at all that I could really complain about from a personal point of view. There were dinosaurs. I loved it. I thought they did a great job. The action was there. The excitement was there. And there's some fun moments, and definitely stick around to the end because, well, it's not the most exciting post-credits scene, but they definitely open it up to a third Jurassic World movie, and you kind of stop and go, where are they going with this? Because it is definitely a different direction that it has not been before.
Yep, cool. So let's put it through the family-friendly filter. Anything to look out for?
This is rated M, and that is just for action violence. So in terms of swearing, I think that's very minimal. I don't really remember hearing any swear words. If they were, they were very sparse. Obviously, the main thing is that there's a lot of action because, as you know, I mean, you know, going into this, it's, you know, dinosaurs on the loose and people kind of, you know, at risk for their lives. It doesn't get particularly gruesome. There are obviously quite a few deaths around, you know, various people trying to either escape dinosaurs or trying to hunt dinosaurs. And there's a few moments where I think definitely, I mean, it's recommended for mature audiences. And I think little kids, it would probably be a little bit too dark for them. If they were okay with Jurassic World, the first one, this one's a little bit darker. I think teenagers will be fine for it, and I guess you'll just have to suss that out, you know, with what your kid is okay with. But look, yeah, I don't think it definitely didn't go over the top with any action or violence. It's more exciting adventure with a few deaths in there, but you don't see too much, you know, there's not sort of blood and guts.
Yep.
In terms of any sexual references or things like that, really kept to a minimum, really nothing to, no red flags in there at all.
So I guess it comes down to the big thumbs up or thumbs down. What are you going to give it?
Look, I'm going to give it a big thumbs up. I think that going in, look, nothing will ever compare to the first Jurassic Park. So don't go in hoping that it'll be as good as the original Jurassic Park. But if you enjoyed Jurassic World, hopefully you will enjoy this. It is a bit more edgier. It's not as big and expansive as Jurassic World was. Mm-hmm. It's a bit more confined. Like literally half the movie takes place in one mansion.
Yep.
But I think people will enjoy it if you enjoy the other Jurassic Park movies. If you're not into them at all, you're probably going to give this one a wide berth anyway. But for me personally, big thumbs up. I really enjoyed it, and fairly safe for teenagers and above.
Cool. So when it comes out on DVD, you'll be rewatching it in your dinosaur pajamas?
I certainly will.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Aaron. This has been The Review on Screen Talk.